Mobile.
Bryce Gags. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Patrick. How we doing this morning, buddy? Have you made it down the mountain already?
No, running behind this morning. Had a little brain issue.
Still rained on. I have those every morning. So, what'd you do? Forget something? Have to turn around and go back and get it? That's what I usually do.
Yes, sir. I forgot the computer I run my business off of.
That one's a non-negotiable. Had to go get it.
All the way to the tool truck, and then had to turn around and go back.
Oh, man. Well, there's a few specialized tools like oscilloscopes and such that I used in my business. And I got halfway to Laurinburg, North Carolina, and realized I didn't have my scope. And that one was a non-negotiable, too.
There's some things you can't do without.
Just about ready to make everybody smile for Christmas. You're supposed to be setting a good example for me. And you're supposed to have everybody all set and all done already.
Oh, I'm not. I don't know, man. This December has just snuck up on me.
A year has just, it's like a bubble. It popped and went. Man. Bought a house, sold a house, done a bunch of other stuff. I mean, it just, it's been crazy, especially right here at the end of the year.
It just seems like my brain has kicked into neutral after December 1st.
Business does slow down a little bit right during the holidays, doesn't it?
No, December is typically one of our busiest months.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Let me guess. Section 179 of the tax code lets them write off the big ticket items that they need, especially after they get down to the end of the year and need those tax write-offs. Is that right?
Well, for me, that's not a huge part. I actually have a lot of guys that just like to start off the year fresh and pay off everything. And some of them do their Christmas shopping for their kids and things like that. I mean, your idea of the tool truck is not what you think it is anymore.
JP Trade checks us.
Hey, what's happening, big boy? Jump in there. Water's cold.
Yeah, it's a little cold and deep, too. Anyway, I'm actually heading down the road about 4 minutes. I'm going to go back and finish up an install that I started yesterday. Got two systems to put in this house. We started one yesterday a little bit late, and we're going to finish up the second one today, I hope. But otherwise, I'm good. Good morning, gentlemen, and Steve.
You know, I'm not sure I like the way he said, good morning, gentlemen, and Steve. Now, wait a minute.
You're in a class by yourself, Steve.
That's me. Oh, me. Well, I tell you what, it's just always fun.
I can't beat that.
But where's our sidekick this morning? N4MMW.
Met him a little bit. I'm sure he'll show up. He'll come out of the woodwork.
N4MMW is our buddy Jimmy there, Patrick. He's another good one. Well, so where are you headed to today, Dave?
Off of Taylor's Road here, right down the street from the house, doing an AC/heat install with the new company I'm working with. The fellow and I that are working together, we had to go take care of something else in the morning yesterday. And then we didn't get to this job until like 11 o'clock. And we got a little bit of a late start. So we got the latest heat up and running. But we have to get the AC up and running now today, or at least connected. and then we're going to start the system in the basement. But right here off of Taylor's Road, if you leave my neighborhood and go down Taylor's Road about a mile, that's where I am.
Patrick is. He's coming down the mountain to get busy down in Greenville today. And me, I'm headed for Saluda, South Carolina. And then as soon as I get through at Saluda, I got to go right on down to Johnston, South Carolina. And then I get to turn around and come back home.
Where Saluda is, but okay. But yeah, no, I'm right here in Gurr. I'm right in Gurr.
About an hour and 40-minute drive south, and then Johnston is about another 30 minutes on past that. So I'm going to be down there in the lower part of the state today. So what part of Greenville are you working today there, Patrick?
Greendale area today.
Well, you'll have fun over there. A buddy of mine lives over that way. He's not a ham, but I'm working on him. Speaking of hams, so you got that tower up and working there, Dave?
Yeah, sure.
Notice if you had that vertical up and working.
It's more sandbagging than anything else, you know, not really transmitting on just yet. I've been working around the house and working to try and keep a paycheck coming in these days. My wife's work kind of sloughed off a little bit, not getting as much work because decorators can't get the material.
Blasted Chinese, they've cut us off.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not playing the blame game anymore. I'm just, just saying we can't get the material and the work is sloughed off a little bit.
Change for you right now, Patrick.
Awful. And it ain't just China. You can't get it from anywhere.
Customer's house. Let me get the heck out of here. I'll catch you all later.
Have a good day.
You do the same. You too, Steve. I'll see you later.
Get out there and be a dirty, rotten capitalist there, bud. And be safe about it. Have a good one. Hope it all goes in right. Well, Patrick, I guess that just leaves me and you. W4NGU might jump in there with us in a little bit. But I'm headed south on, I'm on 26 past Spartanburg now, and I'm going to be in those ups and downs. So I may be in and out until I get down around Clinton, down in the flats.
Time for the father-son to come in here, too, so kind of leave a little gap to let him in.
About that, he usually pops in about this time, somewhere between 9 and 8 o'clock. They finally hook up, so they'll be in there in a minute. Now, Phil may be sleeping late. You know W4NGU.
Well, as cool as it was this morning, it'd be a good day to sleep in.
Kidding. And down in that little low area where you are there at the foot of the mountains, I bet it was cold this morning. What was it? Down around 36?
27.
Back home, baby. Man. I'm originally from eastern Kentucky. There ain't nothing colder than a coal miner's butt.
That cold air gets trapped in them coves, and it'll stay there for a while, too.
I'm sure you know what an inversion layer is. That's where that air just kind of seeps down into those little low places and hangs there. Man, I tell you what, back in the day, you have a little small town, and everybody in the town burning coal for the heat in their houses. Talking about a black cloud over a little tiny town. Those little places that get all sooty from coal smoke. It was something else.
I remember growing up, you used to burn coal around here, around the house anyway. And the same thing, and it will go. You just see the black cloud lay hanging in there until about midday.
But they were good, hard-working people. They weren't the smartest in the world, but they were good, hard-working people. Those were good days.
Yeah, they were. Growing up like that, I wouldn't change it. There's things that I think we've got too comfortable with anymore that made us soft.
I hate to say it, I think there's some black clouds on the horizon that might just wake people up a little bit.
I'm afraid of the same thing. It could very easily happen at any moment with the way things are. I don't think people realize how delicate a balance it is right now.
So easily tip over into full scale, couldn't it?
I think it could. It wouldn't take much of a spark to ignite that tinder either.
We can just really just pray about it. Hope that person we got in Washington has got enough brain cells left to keep us out of it.
But Steve, I'm gonna have to jump off here. I'm coming up on my first stop, so I'll go ahead and say 7-3. You be careful out there traveling around today, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
A good safe day there, Patrick. And I kind of doubt that I'll be able to get into the repeater from about 10:30 or 11 o'clock until about noon or 1 o'clock. You get down there as far as Johnston, and it's a hit-miss, kind of a wish-your-patch kind of thing. So, but anyway, I may give it a shot. So you have a good day, 73s, and I'll talk to you again soon. KN4 VWA, clear.
RFCM. Hey, you sound good. Yeah, I'm here in the bedroom, my handheld. Hear me okay?
Come in loud and clear. This is the kitchen. Yeah, you're nice and strong this morning.
Yeah, I went through a lot of noise that time. I still got a bad spot. Hey, your mother's leaving right now. She's got a doctor appointment to go to. Just routine. Love you. Be careful. Nice and chilly, huh? But at least no rain. Down horizontally instead of keeping it vertical.
Yeah, gotta get out there and I'm working with a guy named Chris today. He's gonna be helping me out for a little bit. Lost his job, so I'm trying to help him out.
Yeah, well, good. Hope he works out okay and does well. Let me know. Yeah, I didn't have the antenna vertical. I had it sideways. Is this better?
I'll see you a little bit better. So I'm trying to move around and find a good spot in this house. I guess the kitchen, maybe towards the dining room. It's not a bad area. But if ever need to step out, just give me a holler, let me know.
I'll let you go then, son. Anyone leave. Love you and be careful working. Let me know how Chris works out. KD4FDI, W4FCM sign.
See you then. Can you come back?
I know you want to get out. I'll let you go. Let me know how Chris does. Love you and be careful. KD4FDI, W4FCM sign.
Love you. Have a great day. We'll catch you later.
W4FDM, KD4FDI. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's me or you're in a bad spot. Love you. Be careful. W4FCM sign.
Delta 7 Japan is mobile.
I'm KO4HKX here.
This is Patrick, I believe. I always get you and Chan confused. But I believe this is Patrick. Anyway, good morning. Hope you're doing well. It's kind of cold out this morning.
Yeah, I'm doing good. But yeah, it's a little cool. It was 27 at the house this morning.
Well, I was at 31 this morning at check-in time on that early bird net there. So, anyway, it says it's going up to 55 or something. So it's only going to get better.
I can handle 55. I don't care much for that 27-30.
I've been raised in Michigan. I just don't like cold. All I can say, I don't like cold and I don't like snow.
Born and raised right there in Transylvania County, so it's all I'm used to. I have lived a few places outside of there when I was younger, but We didn't stay long. Used to live just south of Houston.
Pretty cold. I mean, it's cold for what it was yesterday and the day before. But up in Michigan, my sister-in-law, and I still got relatives up there, and they're already dealing with snow on the ground and blizzard conditions, and I just don't need that. I kind of like it like it's been about the last week. Lows in the 40s, highs in the 60s, 70s. I'm happy.
This week was a perfect week. Couldn't ask for no better than that.
Last week, year-round, that would be happy. I'd be happy with that.
Doing this morning.
Post office box there and check my mail. I got to go to Walmart, pick up a prescription for my dad, and while I'm there, grab a few things and then go back home. And I got to take my dad to the doctor and for his booster shot around noon.
Getting settled in pretty good where you got him in that little apartment like place over there.
Right in our house. We just have given him two rooms, one bedroom, and then we've given him his own bathroom, and he's got an extra, we just call it his living room, and he can hang around in any part of the house he wants, or if he wants to get away from us, he can go back into his little living room there and hang out there.
If you got the place to do that and are able to take care of him at that stage in his life, I know that's got to be a lot on you, but it's still nice that you can do it.
Things have mellowed. Let me turn these fans down a little bit. Things have mellowed a little bit as we've kind of got a routine down now. If you stick to the routine, it's easier all the way around.
But in my life, I like to get in a routine and just stay there. Problem with that is sometimes it disrupts your routine, and then it gets interesting for a little while.
What's interesting is when you're trying to juggle, you know, your life and then someone else's life. So getting all the stuff aligned so that it works, that was the stressful part. But I think we've got it down pretty good now. So, and he is feeling better since his last day in the hospital. So, you know, things are doing fairly well right now.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, we're going to the cardiologist today. I'm sure they'll do an EKG, and I'll be curious to see what his AFib is and see where we're at with the heart rate and all that stuff.
Well, good news, but we just have to wait and see.
Yep, roger that. So what are you up to today? You out working?
Chasing a dollar, trying to make a living, but I'm enjoying every minute of it, trying to anyway.
That's all there is to it. And just make the best of it and keep moving forward. You'll be all right.
I'm just getting a late start this morning. I forgot my computer at the house and then had to turn around and go all the way back and get it.
Started this morning too there. I paused there for a minute because the semi-truck kind of made a turn into my lane. But I got a late start this morning myself. And that just kind of, I noticed this morning, my whole routine in the kitchen getting stuff ready was all screwed up.
We were talking about.
We're on today, and I bought another building, and I need to get home and kind of scope that area out and go pay for this building today, that kind of stuff, after I get done with my dad.
In somewhere, another location or a building you can take home?
Take home that they're going to deliver and set up for me.
Storage, or are you going to move your ham radio stuff out there?
My stuff stayed in the house. This actually is for my wife for storage and stuff like that, sort of.
She sheds, huh?
Money. That's my kind of shop. And then I've got another like 8x8. That is a generator building. I've got my generator in there, and I just got the second 10x20, which we're going to use for her she shed, I guess. That's probably the best way to put it.
Doing anything on the radio lately? I know you've been dealing with your dad, and you hadn't been on much, but you've been back on it now?
Every day. The only time I'm not on the radio is if I'm out of town. But I get on the radio every day. It's just how much. I've managed to do pretty good this year. I worked 191 countries, and there's still a couple weeks to go. But it's not too shabby. It's better than what I worked last year.
To work 190 countries, like you say, you're pretty busy. I hear you all the time running the road, so I know you ain't sitting at home much doing the radio thing.
Morning, I get up about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, so I get on 160 meters in the morning, and I'm chasing DXCC on 160 meters, chasing DXCC on 6 meters, of course. I was hoping for an opening in December, but I haven't seen it yet.
Anything for 6 meters at all. The radio will do it, but I don't have any antenna up at all.
K4RM Mobile.
And go ahead, K4RM ND7J, then send it over to Patrick.
Good morning, Bob. Hope y'all are well. What I was going to tell you, Patrick, is Bob goes to bed with the chickens and he gets up with the chickens. That's what we call it in the country.
That phrase well. I'm up with them myself, so.
Well, you know, if you don't get up till 8, half the day's gone. So, anyway, how you doing, Fred? How's Mary and everybody doing? You guys ready for the big holiday season?
And he has chicken legs, too, Fred, in zero TR.
Well, that was a perfect double.
I said, and he has chicken legs, too, Fred, in zero TR.
Tom, good morning. Yeah, we're doing fine, Bob. Getting ready for Christmas, and same old, same old. But let Tom pick it up and then pass it over to Patrick.
This is N0TR. Well, good morning, Bob, Patrick, and Fran. Oh, I was just headed out the door to put up the flag because it's Pearl Harbor Day today, and I'm an old timer. I heard Bob on there, and I couldn't resist a tiny jab. Go ahead, Bob.
Abruptly come in without a call. That was an illegal transmission, Tom. you know what I'm talking about. ND7J. Go ahead, Patrick.
Good morning, Fred. Good to talk to y'all this morning. But I'm going to have to say 7-3s. I'm pulling up on my next stop. So you gentlemen continue on and have a great day. And I will talk to y'all on down the log. KO4HKX. And I'll be clear.
Hi, Patrick. And good to hear you this morning. Oh, Bob, that hurt. I'm just terribly illegal after 28 years. And yes, I know what you're talking about. They walk among us. Go ahead, Fred.
Have a good day. Take care. I got the jab going both ways there, but I would expect nothing less from you two. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, that wasn't a jab at all to you. I'll tell you about it on the phone or in person. You'll understand. Anyway, Patrick, you have a good day. And gentlemen, you guys pick it up for just a minute. I got to run to the post office and check my box. I'll be right out.
Well, he's going easy on us this morning. All right, Bob, I got to go out and put this flag up in a minute. It's cold out there. Tried to get Bernice to do it, Fred, but you know how she is.
Well, he used the term gentleman. He was using it loosely, I'm sure. Say hello to Bernice, Tom, and hope y'all are doing well. K4RM Mobile.
Nice to hear you this morning, Fred. I'm not usually on this early. Well, we got a great guest coming over this morning for biscuits and gravy. And Bernice makes homemade biscuits and gravy and sausage and eggs. And we're really looking forward to that this morning.
I need to be there.
Well, you're just welcome anytime, Fred. You know that. And the wife.
Sunrise.
Wife was who was up at sunrise, Bob?
My flag was up at sunrise.
You're a good man, Bob. And it really pains me to say that, but after that knife you give me, I'll give you a good one this morning.
Yeah, I was just kidding you anyway. But anyway, I hope everybody's ready for the holidays. I sure am not.
Was a good man, Tom, but the problem is that there's no demand for good men.
Well, Chad's coming over this morning. I'm afraid he's going to adopt Bernice. He's awful fond of her cooking. I made, she made the French cookies last night, and I baked them. So we got French cookies here, and then she made 200 and, what'd you make, 230? 240 pfeffernusens this morning, Bob, or last night.
Telling you what, that's a busy woman right there. Well, it's always good to know that you're being well stocked in your lower extremities there, Tom. And keep up the good work.
I like that terminology, well stocked. that's a pretty good one, Bob. Well, I just arrived at the four-letter word, W-O-R-K, so I got to sign with y'all. Good to hear everybody. Hope everybody has a great day. And we'll talk soon. K4RM Mobile, I'll be out.
Good to hear you, Fred. Go ahead, Tom.
Have a very nice day, Fred. And, that's a work thing. I don't think I'd be able to do that anymore. My feet's killing me, and Bob's face is killing me. I mean, now. Anyways. Bob, I went out and rejuvenated my beverage, but it still seems like it attenuates the signal. I made it longer. I tried a 200 ohm resistor in there, like Bill said, because I put it on the ground, and it's insulated, but it's still, of course, I haven't had any really strong stations. However, I had a real nice conversation with a fellow I'm sure you're familiar with, ZS6CCY, in Deadburn. I can't remember his name now. Wow, he was on 7153 last night, and then I talked to the Pearl Harbor Day Remembrance Memorial, but it's just out in Mesa, Arizona, so no big deal, but I just wanted to work at K7A's, what they're going under, but that old boy from ZS6, I've talked to him. Oh, well, I think he was on the computer 5 times where I'd contacted him over the years. And he's sure a really personable and great guy.
That might be. The receive antennas, and I don't know if it's just, I keep thinking I'm having a problem with mine. Both my phase verticals and my K9AY. And I keep going out there and looking at wires and making sure everything and it all looks good. And I'm really beginning to think that the signals just have not been strong enough for the receive antennas to be usable, maybe, the word I'm looking for.
It's around 325 feet now or so, maybe a little longer. But it seems like when I kick it in, it attenuates the signal. On the band scope, it just sucks it down. If it's a good, strong signal, it works. But it seemed like before, right after you guys done it, it worked much better. And now, one of the things they've done is the neighbor over here put solar on a roof, and then so it's pointed right at that up there. You know, where you guys installed the 47 ohm resistor, or 470 ohm resistor, I should say. And then there's a new addition over behind those houses on the north side of me. So that might have done it. Yeah, that ZS6CCY, Bob, was Bill Hunter Hussey, I think, in South Africa. Vowel water, Sibia Rance. I think he's got a 500 foot tower. It looks like the beam he's got has about a 6-inch square tubing holding the radials up, you know.
I have before too, and he's got he's got a big antenna. I know that. Well, that's cool. I have been active, but not as I think I spent less time in the chair, but I did better I worked 191 countries this year so far. So Gary K9RX, he's worked like 205. So he's way up there. I was up in front there for a little while, and then I think he uploaded his log. And I kind of knew that was going to happen, so he bumped me.
Hear him, Bob, with your station as compared to his, and you got a superb station, but good Lord, that station of his is just, and he's so bloody smart, it's just unbelievable. But, yeah, he's got the acreage and all that to do it too, Bob, so he's got an edge on us.
He is smart. He's just, I'm almost amazingly smart. He knows a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff, and he's correct.
But it's over my pay grade, I'll tell you for sure. Now, this old boy looks like he's got a 40-meter beam on top of another Yagi, very similar to yours. I just brought it up on the computer. He's got a fish on there. He's got teeth on it like a piranha. It's huge. God. But he's got quite the website, I'll tell you that. Well, I'm going to go out and put this out and come back in, Bob, and get settled. Already got up and shaved and got all spruced up. I just look beautiful this morning in Zero TR.
Well, even though it didn't help, I'm glad you got yourself all spruced up. Give it a really good try anyway. Do the best with what you got to work with, I suppose. And I make myself laugh. I'm in decent shape.
Yeah, me too. I just avoid the mirrors, Bob, when you get to be my age. shoot. Yeah, there's not, the bands have been dead of an evening lately, for the most part since that 160-meter contest. But I did talk to a Sierra Papa 9 who wanted to have a conversation on CW. You know how they usually are, 599, and they're gone. But I talked to him for, probably 5 to 10 minutes, and he said it was snowing over there. I told him he could keep it. But I guess you guys got a little bit of a chance of snow coming up here, not too long in the future, but it is winter time. So are you headed out to work this morning in Zero TR?
Real quick to the receive antennas. Boy, golly, that would have been a great time to test out your receive antenna and see how it was really working, because there was a lot of signals on the air, and I wish I'd have thought about that. But no, this morning I'm just heading to Walmart. I got to get Dad a prescription and a couple other things, and going to put some ribs on the smoker, and I've got to take him to the doctor, stuff like that today. So just a bunch of running around.
Yes, we're pretty free this week, except I got to get the Earl changed in the Tacoma, and Chad's coming over this morning, and he has some kind of a Christmas present he cooked up. He's like you. He likes to barbecue and stuff like that. So we're looking forward to having him over here. Haven't seen him in quite a while. He's been scarce, but my God, he's always doing something for somebody or busy, busy, busy. And besides taking care of his parents like you do. And then he had a death in the family with Chris up there the other day, his cousin up north. But at any rate, we visited him up there a few weeks ago, and that was, I had a ball. But my dad burned feet are killing me, and I just don't know what to do about it. I went to the podiatrist a couple of days ago, and there's not much left there. I just got bones. I think I'm walking on the skeleton now. I got a real long, narrow foot, and it's just hard to do anything with. You're kind of like me. Anyways, Bob, you have a good day, and great to hear you this morning in D7J, in 0TR73, Bob.
Yep, good timing, Tom. I'm in Walmart parking lot. It's not allowed here, but there's a bunch of cops up here. I wonder what's going on. Anyway, you have a good morning. Hey to Bernice, and we'll catch you soon. ND7J, sir.
You're still in there, Steve, W4NGU.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, I'm all the way down here at the southeastern side of Newberry.
Good, brother. You can probably get down to Chapin and still get in.
Headed over across the flats to get down to Saluda. And, matter of fact, I'm running parallel to some heavy power lines. I'm really surprised I'm making it back to the theater.
Which antenna are you talking on?
Very ultra cheap. 5/8 wave.
Figure out something about the truck, but that's about all I got. You're about at the limit until you get a little higher. W4, never give up.